Yo, mic check 1 2 1 2. What's going on, family? Y'all are now tapped in, locked in, plugged into the Low End Theory. Y'all already know who this is, man. Do I gotta say it? Do I have to? All right, cool. This is your boy Stay Fresh JF, man. Y'all already know what it is, man. And before I even put a foot in the door into this podcast, man, I really have to take time to just really appreciate everybody who reached out to me at the end of the last episode, man, because I know it was a hot button topic. You know what I mean? A lot of people reached out, man, and for better or worse, you know, gave me their feedback and said, you know what I mean? I agree with you. I disagree with you. You know what I mean? I felt you on this one, didn't feel you on that one, man. But however that you might have felt about it, at the end of the day, you still contributed. You still listened. You still plugged in with me. And for that, I appreciate every single one of y'all who did that, man. I really, really do appreciate y'all, man. And moving forward, man, just so that we clear, dog, so you know what I mean, so that people don't hit me no more and be like, yo, where can I get the podcast, man? How can I get it, man? Where can I always, you know, where can I go to readily access this joint any given time that I would want to? Go ahead and subscribe to the channel, man, and then in that way y'all have y'all immediately alerted about anything that I do in the future, you know what I'm saying, with the podcast, so y'all can, you know what I mean, just be plugged in, tapped in, and that way you never miss a beat. You never miss anything that goes on with the Low End Theory or your boy Stay Fresh JF. Go ahead and follow me on all of the social media platforms. Stay Fresh JF. Look that up. Go ahead and tap the follow button, and I'll always plug you in and let you know what's going on with me. So now all of the commercial shit is out of the way. You know what I mean? All of the superlative shit is out of the way. We can really, you know what I mean, get our hands and feet into what this episode is about. And yo, I literally just came off of finishing the Bandana project with my boy Freddie Gibbs and Madlib on the production. And yo, honestly, like, yo, this is one of those joints that I was really feeling, and I kind of felt like the reputation for it kind of preceded it in the fact that a lot of people whose opinions that I respect and you know, whose authority, you know, whose authority on the culture I really do, you know, I admire, they really told me about the joint and was like, yo, this shit is crazy. It was all up and down their timelines, like, yo, this joint with Madlib and Gibbs is crazy. So I definitely, you know, had my expectations set a little bit higher than, you know, I guess I then would have been set if I hadn't heard anything at all. You know what I mean? I would still check it out. But, you know, being that all of these people whose opinion I respect, I definitely, you know, I saw it and I was like, yo, word? That's how they feel? I got to see what's going on with this shit. So that being the case, I plugged in, checked in with Freddie Gibbs, and definitely, you know, I wasn't let down at all. You know what I mean? It's crazy because, yo, Madlib is one of those producers whose reputation also precedes him. But, like, yo, for real, we don't honestly get a lot of work output from Madlib. So to see that the entire thing was produced by Madlib, I'm like, yo, that's in and of itself is a statement. Like, yo, that's crazy. Yo, Madlib don't move for nobody. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, Madlib is like fucking, he's like Paulie and shit. You know what I'm saying? Goodfellas, like, this nigga don't move for nobody. But when he move, it's like, yo, it's major, you know what I mean? So, and definitely just being an admirer and a fan of Madlib's over the years, you know what I'm saying? I come to expect nothing but dope shit from him, you know what I mean? From his bodies of work with Danger Mouse to with MF Doom, and you know what I mean? And his own beat tapes that, you know what I mean, he just produces. Like, yo, Madlib is just a producer's producer, you know what I mean? And you know what I mean? Somebody is held in really high esteem, and I really do rock with that. And juxtaposing, I guess, you know what I'm saying, with Freddie Gibbs, a rapper whose work output is crazy. Like, you know what I mean? I feel like Gibbs gives us a project or two, you know what I mean, every single year, you know what I mean? Maybe even three. So, you know, with that type of work output, it's interesting to see how my man blended, you know, those two worlds, you know what I'm saying, with Gibbs coming from some street, real street hood shit, and blending it with this real niche sort of rappers, you know what I'm saying, sort of producers producing type of vibe was really interesting to see. And honestly, man, I love the project. I really did love the project. I mean, if I could sum it up in one word, it would probably be raw. I mean, just talking about the production side of things, man, Madlib is like one of those producers that digs into crates, man, and finds these really obscure type of tracks, you know, songs, and then he builds a track around that, you know what I mean? He builds the instrumental around that. So I mean, his approach to music making is amazing, and I feel like, you know, Gibbs's voice is a perfect complementary piece to, you know, what Madlib is doing on the production side, and that's amazing, dog. Like, you know what I mean? And it really made for something special, and really made for something that I feel like I can hold on to. Because, you know what I mean? Again, you know, Gibbs is one of those artists that produces so much shit. You know what I mean? At such a high rate, it's kind of like, damn, like, I don't really have anything that I can hold on to that can I can readily point to and be like, yo, that's the shit from Gibbs that you know what I mean? That's classic shit that I can always refer to. Like, man, I really want to hear some Gibbs shit. Like, what do I listen to? I think this is that project right here for me. Like, you know what I mean? This is that project for me. And it's a hell of a project to succeed that the joint that he did with the Alchemist and Currency, that Fetty shit. And I was really feeling that joint too. So Gibbs is really putting forth some real strong bodies of work, man, and I really do respect what the homie is doing right now, man, especially coming from Gary, Indiana. Like, yo, for real, like, where? You know what I'm saying? Yo, respect to the players, you know what I'm saying, from Indiana, man, from the Midwest, but, you know what I mean, it's not a lot of representation for y'all, and Gibbs is holding it down. Like, you know what I mean, Gibbs he's putting forth some real strong work coming from, you know what I mean, coming from his background, and I really do respect that shit, and it's dope to see. Yeah, dog, like, let's go track for track real quick, you know what I mean? Let's go track for track real quick and seeing what's going on with this joint, man. That freestyle shit opening. Oh, man. Yo, that loop was sick. That loop is amazing. That, I don't know where Madlib found that loop, but it was amazing. Freestyle shit, Crime Pays, Fake Names, definitely all fire tracks. Palm Olive, I mean, that goes without saying, dog. I mean, it's Pusha T and Killer Mike all on the same track, and Gibbs all on the same track. That shit is crazy. And, of course, Push steals the show. You know what I mean? With his bar work on that, amazing, dog. Amazing. That's definitely one of those tracks that's going to age super well, dog. Wearing the Hell Madlib, dug up Yasiin Bey. I don't know, but I'm glad that he did. Because most def don't put out shit. You know what I mean? I can't even find the Ecstatic on Apple Music anymore. If anybody who's listening to this right now knows where to find the Ecstatic other than having to, you know, order the shit on Amazon, man, let me know about that, man. Hit me up, because that's one of my favorite albums of all time, is the Ecstatic by Yasiin Bey. And that's before he was Yasiin. He was still Mos Def at that time. So, yo, let me know where I can find that shit, because I definitely want to listen to the Ecstatic at some point this summer. Yeah, that Education joint. Man, that beat was, yo, like, raw. It's just a raw project. Like, it just sounds like they recorded that shit on a 8-track. Like, you know what I mean? And I love that shit. That gritty type of underground hip-hop sound. You know what I mean? And it's definitely something that I feel like is an unexplored area of the culture right now. That I feel like some artists that, you know, whose lane that is, you know what I mean? You can really, really, you can really bubble, you know what I mean? And find your footing, you know, approaching your music in that type of way. You know what I'm saying? As long as your shit is dope, and as long as your shit is quality work, man, you can definitely, you know, find a footing and make some serious bread on this culture, man, if you know exactly what type of sound that you're looking for. And I think that this sound is perfect, you know what I mean? Damn, dog. Yeah, the Education joint is hella dope. I'm trying to find, like, the last song on this tape that really set it off for me, you know what I mean? Let me look this joint up real quick, bro. The Bandana Project, the last joint on there is called Soul Right. That's a sleeper. That's definitely a sleeper on this project. Like, you know what I mean? That's something that I can definitely say without a doubt is a sleeper. Soul Right. You know what I'm saying? The last joint on that shit is crazy. I love how he adds, like, that Japanese commentary on that shit. Like, yo, you know what I mean? Like, the Japanese dude that's adding his commentary throughout the project definitely adds a super dope type of drip, for lack of a better word. You know what I'm saying? To the entire project that I was absolutely feeling too. But not to nothing. And I don't really have that type of commentary. I don't really have that type of critique. you know what I'm saying, of the project. I'm not that type of a contributor where I'm gonna sit here and be like, well, if I had Mad Lib, I'd have did this. Like, man, shut up, bro. Like, you know what I mean? You don't, but you don't have Mad Lib, so you know what I mean, on the beats. So, you know what I mean? You saying what you would have done is ridiculous. And if that's really how you feel about it, then, you know, find the instrumentals to each of these joints and add your own. You know what I'm saying? And do what you do on that joint. You know what I mean? But I don't really have too many negative critiques about it. I really feel like it's a solid body of work, and I'm excited to go back and listen to it a million and one times, man. You know what I mean? Honestly. So yeah, man, that's solid effort, man, on that Bandana track, man. And I'm excited to and I hope that Madlib produces another instrumental body of work, so that, you know, people that are into this can really take away in, you know, inspiration and be like, yo, I can, you know what I mean, get down with this Madlib shit too myself. So yo, hats off, man, to Gibbs for that shit. Super, super dope, and I'm definitely feeling that shit. Another joint that I wanted to get into while I got y'all attention was the Revenge of the Dreamers joint from Cole and Dreamville, yo. Now this one is a little bit different, you know what I'm saying? I had to put on my Ebert and Roper hat for this one, you know what I mean? Because it's a compilation album, and you know what I mean? We know as contributors to the culture that compilation albums don't necessarily stand so well next to the artists who contribute to them. But for real, I have a vested interest in this one in particular because I feel like it's my generation's, you know what I mean, one of my generation's first compilation albums. And yeah, I don't know, man, it was haphazard in the approach, but I was feeling it from a creative perspective, because it was like so much creativity all at one time from so many different dope artists that you kind of just have to seize the moment and appreciate it for what it is, you know what I'm saying, while we have it, you know what I mean? And hopefully that makes sense. But yeah, like, and even still, like, from a marketing perspective, I feel like, yo, if Eve and Cole were to capitalize on this shit and make it like an annual thing, to where like all of the artists that contributed, you know, extend their hand and contribute to it the next year, it can be like an annual sort of thing. And like, you know what I mean, and that way it's something to look forward to, like, yo, that Dreamville shit is coming up, you know what I'm saying, I know it's gonna be some amazing verses. And not only would there be artists whose verses that we've come to love and respect, but also new artists, you know what I'm saying, that can kind of cut their teeth on the Revenge of the Dreamers compilation albums. And so, you know, that's, you know, it's something that I could look forward to, you know what I mean, just as someone who loves music and someone who loves the culture, you dig. But to critique it was like, I could have did without a few of them. I mean, let's be real, yo, it was 18 fucking tracks. Like, that's a lot of music to consume, especially with, you know, like Chris Brown and all of these other artists giving us like 30 fucking songs an album. It's kind of really, really tough. But I respected it from the artist perspective, in that, yo, they're making us be like, yo, no, sit with this body of work, listen to it, dissect it, let it be the soundtrack to whichever season that it was released in. And you know what I'm saying, had that be, you know what I mean, sit with that, hold that for a little while, don't be so quick to, all right, well, that was that, let's, what's the next thing? Like, nah, man, you know what I mean, appreciate the artistry as we get it. Yeah, dog, like that Wells Fargo track, I could have did without that. I could have did without Down Bad. I could have done without a few joints, like, you know what I mean? Even though Rembrandt was kind of dope, I could have done without the first half, and I would have just let the second half live. But, you know, Middle Child, I didn't really feel like had to be on that joint, because, you know, I don't know, man. I kind of felt like that could have been saved for a Cole album, you know what I'm saying? And just add that as like a bonus track on the Cole album, which I feel like he most likely will do anyway. You feel me? But, yeah, man, some sleepers on this joint. Don't Hit Me Right Now was crazy. Oh, that, yo, the waves on that shit was crazy. 1993, super ill. Costa Rica is my sleeper. Ladies with T.I. on it. That was my sleeper too. There was a few joints on there. I love the way that Smino and Saba finished the album out with Sacrifices. I love to see Maxo Cream on this joint, you know what I'm saying? And Buddy was the MVP. You know what I mean? Because he's on damn near every damn track in some way, shape, or form. So Buddy absolutely, you know, hit some home runs on this joint. yeah, dog, like, that's as much as I can really say about it. That's as much as I can really say about it. I mean, I appreciated it for what it was, but it seemed a little haphazard, and it seemed a little bit too, you know, I don't know, goofy at times. Like, you know what I'm saying? Real goofy at times. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, like, another verse, like, another track. Like, you know what I mean? The concepts didn't seem really, like, well thought out. And I understand it. If you really look at the documentary that they released with it, it was like, yo, like, you know what I mean? It was meant to be, like, the spontaneous, spur of the moment, you know what I mean, creative sort of microcosm that everybody sort of contributed to. And boom, the album is what it is. You know what I mean? Boss, damn, what am I thinking? Yo, Boss, that nigga Boss is serious, bro. Hats off and salute to that man Boss, because I've never heard a whack verse from Boss. Like, you know what I mean? Every verse and every song, every album that I've listened to from Boss has always surprised me and always made me a believer and a supporter of Boss. So, you know what I mean? I'm definitely excited to see, you know, more work from Boss, especially with that Tribe track with him and Cole. That's one of my favorite tracks of the summer, and that might be, like, my theme music for the whole summertime 2019, you know what I mean? So, man, respect the Boss, man, because every song on this joint that he's on is you know, he delivers. Guapo Dad 4000, you know, shout out to him, you know what I mean? Definitely a name that I'm seeing more and more whose artistry I respect. Earth Gang, J.I.D. J.I.D.'s style is crazy, yo. Like, you know what I mean? J.I.D. is serious, yo. Respect to Jid. I really rock with Jid, you know what I mean? But, you know, I want him to find a style and have a solid sort of audio palette to deliver with, and that will make me a believer of his, you know what I'm saying? Because right now I kind of feel like he's a blend between he's too much of a blend of all his influences, and it really sounds like he's a blend of all his influences. He really has some growing up artistically to do, but you know, I'm not, you know, yo, he's solid. He's definitely a solid dude, and I respect him. Yeah, man, and there's some other names on here that I'm not too familiar with. Reese LaFleur, Zoink Gang, Young Moody, I'm not too hip to him, but you know what I mean? I'm sure that, you know, their music will find its way to me, and you know what I mean? I'll definitely plug in and find what they do, you know, to be some amazing shit. yeah, man, you know, I don't like to keep too much of y'all time, man. You know what I mean? I like to keep these episodes short and brief, to the point, you know what I mean? And so with that, be on the lookout for the new joint, for the new episode that I'm gonna do on Big Crit's new album, Crit here. Or what was the name of Crit's album, man? Big Crit, Crit's new album, dog. What's the name of that shit, dog? I'm looking it up right now. Crit is here. Yeah, I'm definitely gonna check that shit out, man, because I've been a Crit believer ever since Crit was here, when that shit first came out my freshman year in college. Yo, and I'm definitely a firm believer in anything that Crit does, man. Definitely rocking with Big Crit, man. So be on the lookout for that new episode that I break down. Crit is here. And again, man, go ahead and like, share, subscribe to the channel if this is your first time listening to it, or to the podcast if this is your first time listening. I'm your boy, Stay Fresh JF. Go ahead and follow me on Instagram and Twitter, Facebook, all that good stuff. And that's at StayFreshJF. I'm your boy. Till the next time, we chop it up. Holla. Peace.